Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed. This week, I'll be interviewing Sarah Kendall.
Thank you.
Comedian, writer, actor, holistic healer, eyewitness, ghost author, living woman, vandalizer, scandalizer, open-toed sandalizer. Sarah Kendall, welcome to Inside the Comedian.
Hi.
Are you well? Thank you for coming on the show.
I'm well. I'm super well.
Yeah, super well?
Yep.
What have you been doing to remain super well?
I'm really excited about writing an Edinburgh show.
That does it, doesn't it?
Yeah. So excited.
Every...
Do you know, I'm one of 11,000 performers to be selected for the Edinburgh Festival
this
year.
Oh, God, you're so lucky!
I know. There's a night of auditions at the Comedy Store.
That's right. And it is a long night,
isn't it? It's a very long night. Jimmy Carr got selected last year.
Yes, that's right.
He killed it. He absolutely killed it.
Yeah, yeah. And so did 10,999 other
people. That's right, yes, and we're going up.
Yeah,
going
well, up that's fantastic year. Because, yeah. Oh, God, you see the crowds and crowds of people leaving with tears in their eyes at the end, just going, I didn't quite make the cut.
Yeah. Maybe next
year. Steven, you've turned me down.
Yeah, maybe next year they'll allow 15,000 performers.
That would be nice. Yeah. That would be nice. You know what is very gratifying as a comedy performer? To be up against so many people, you feel you need to sort of start a small business just to be seen at all. That's always nice. I like to think of myself as a producer and PR of my own material first, and a writer and performer of it second.
Jesus.
Because you don't have time to write a show when you're trying to get it looked at.
And what's insane is that you write the show and then you have like 3 weeks off and then you have to write the next year's show.
Right.
You have like a 3 week respite and then your agent calls and goes, what's your idea for next year? You're like, but it's the 3rd of September.
It is
literally the 3rd of September. Yeah. Which room do you want to do next year? Right. I'm hoping I'm dead next year.
Have you had any more life experiences in the last 3 weeks that you can just sort of dig deep into?
Can you dig up a trauma that you didn't remember for last year's show?
So, oh, God, how many traumas do I need before I could win an award?
Could you conceivably invent a trauma that people would believe?
People would know. People would know.
Have you ever invented a trauma? I did once.
Did you?
I did, yeah.
What trauma was it?
Well, I don't know why I'm so excited and proud. Like the smile, you can't hear it on radio. I'm so excited to tell you about this. When I was at university, I was failing a course. And then I had heard about people getting special consideration.
Right.
Right, that's a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Right. That's a thing we have.
Yeah, okay.
It's called kindness, I think. But we call it special consideration.
Special consideration. The idea being that, you know, you flunked out or you whatever because you had a trauma happen in your life. And I went in to see this lecturer who was really nice. And I made up this whole story about being a heroin addict.
Wow. That's slightly sad that they believed you.
Yeah. It didn't reflect well on my writing.
It's not great, is it?
Oh, you're a junkie. That explains.
I now understand your very poor marks and all of this.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well done for convincing
them.
Though.
Thank you.
I mean, that's great.
Yeah, it worked.
Now, you are what academics call a funny fucker. Funny fucker.
Yeah.
How did that come about? I mean, does it have its drawbacks?
Being funny.
Funny, yes.
No.
No drawbacks whatsoever.
Not a single drawback.
You don't think that in some situations then a certain amount of sort of gravity or earnestness is called upon to be taken seriously?
Now I'm questioning if it's all good to be funny, now that you've said that. That's a valid criticism.
I don't want the fragile house of cards of your ego to just come falling down around us. We've got at least another 25 minutes to go.
I'm having flashbacks to all these moments in my life where I should maybe have not tried so hard to be funny.
Right.
It's like I'm actually...
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, no. Although, do you know what? I do therapy, you know, quite a lot, and...
Which side of the couch are you? Are you the one listening or the one talking?
The talking,
the
would
talking
you believe?
Oh.
And I said to her, like, because I said, you know, like, do I have depression?
Right.
You know, is this depression or, you know, is it exogenous or endogenous? Is it me or is it my life? Like,
you really
know.
Get your money's worth, don't you?
I do. I use words that even I don't understand.
Right.
I don't understand what either of those E words
But you're trying to
were.
Jump the queue to the yeah. proper deep side, deep
yeah.
therapy.
Yeah. I went to see the impact those words that I don't know
right.
would have on a smart person with glasses.
And what did she say?
She said, I don't know if you have depression, but you're certainly very depressing.
You got a review?
I know.
In
exactly.
a therapy session?
I know. The first thing I wanted to say was like, that's somewhere between a diagnosis and a shit review.
Yes.
And I thought, don't do that. Don't turn this into a gig. You can't do that. And she said, you are very immature. And I think that's a problem maybe a lot of comedians have.
Genuinely
immature.
Do you think we could do this job if we were mature, serious people? Do you think we could stand up on a stage and talk for between 10 and minutes and 60 minutes about...
You have to be a massive bucket of need, don't you? Isn't it a sickening bucket of need?
I disgust myself on a daily basis.
Yeah, me too.
And I also disgust myself.
Yeah, right.
On a
yeah,
daily
yeah.
basis.
I despise what we do.
Right, it's absolutely sickening.
It's a fucking waste of a life.
Oh, God. And it's a waste of everyone else's time.
Absolutely.
What's incredible...
I mean, we're in this strange futuristic airport lounge.
Yes.
Talking just any fucking shit that comes into our head.
Right.
You should all just walk out. And then we'd stop and do something better with our lives.
But we wouldn't. That's a tragic thing.
We'd
just carry on.
Because we've all done Edinburgh shows to two people. We've gone, fuck it. The show's got to go on. We would keep going.
Just carry on talking through the night until someone pushes us out the door.
Yeah.
And then we do it in a gutter somewhere. If we could start at the beginning of your life, if we could go back.
Sure.
So just get the potted history of Sarah Kendall. Mm. You were born in Newcastle, I read. I see you've lost the accent.
Someone's gone to Wikipedia.
I have, yeah. Did you put that information in yourself, or did somebody else notice this about you?
Oh, yeah, I'm always talking myself up.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I'm always speaking
you've got
about
to.
Landish lies.
You've got to, about coming from Newcastle. But it's Newcastle, Australia.
Yes.
What's it like coming from Australia?
Oh,
Are we welcoming to Australians in this country?
Do you know what I was thinking? It's weird that you say that because I was just thinking how witty British people are.
Right.
And how we're not in Australia. I was thinking, as an Australian, I was thinking, the words just don't stop. And it's all clever words and, like, references to stuff.
That's what it's like being Australian. So what does Australian culture have instead of wit and references and words?
We have outdoor activities.
Right, of course. You have frisbee and softball. That's what you... Is that those Australian sports?
The rules are too strict.
Right.
With frisbee and softball.
Sorry, what do you have?
Something slightly looser than that. Oh, like Marco Polo in the pool.
Sure,
like
shouting.
Marco!
Shouting.
Polo.
Shouting games.
Fish out of water! Oh, fuck.
Right.
Yeah. What else do we... Yeah, I mean, I just think...
Hitting a burning barrel with a stick.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a fun game.
Yeah, and in Australia, we call that hitting a burning barrel with a stick. That's the actual name of the game.
Well, so you can remember
the
rules.
You'd call it something like Pig's Retreat or something over here.
We would call it that. Yeah, and then you'd have... Then the status involved, because some people know the rules of Pig's Retreat and others don't.
Yeah.
And suddenly hierarchy's involved.
That's right.
Whereas in Australia, you're all on the same level.
Yeah. No one can see the mime that you did as you said level, as your hand skimmed millimetre above the ground.
Well, I was happy to insult you, but I didn't want to insult our international listeners.
Sure. Of which there will be many.
There were many. I get the stats.
Yeah.
One in Iraq.
No way.
Who are they?
Yeah.
Who are they?
So, I think, not that we don't have very clever people. We do have very clever people. But, there's something about the British culture. And I do, my theory on this is that because the weather is not great, that I think that a lot of time is spent indoors talking. I think there's actually vast tracts of the year where you're indoors and you are each other's entertainment. Whereas in Australia, we look at beautiful vistas and say nothing. We sort of look at it and go, oh. And then it just smashes your brain to nothing.
Right.
All you can think is, fuck, it's hot.
And that's all you can say. Can compare to this scenery.
Yeah, or you're so overwhelmed by the sensory experience of the sunlight. You go, oh, it's sunny. And then you don't start talking about other stuff after that. You just go, oh, it's so sunny. What? I'm burning.
Do you get sunburn?
Well,
I
have red hair and fair skin. I'm probably burning right now.
Is that why you left Australia to come to
Britain? Very much so.
The fair hair and the ginger hair and
probably on some level. I knew that this was a very accepting environment for ginger people over here. I had heard that.
Yeah, it's one of the three things Britain's famous for.
Yeah. I mean, the level of anger and hatred, I mean, it's certainly changed now. I mean, this is 20 years ago that I arrived here.
Right.
I certainly was surprised by the vitriol directed, and that's an Australian. I mean, I was really... Yeah. I mean, I know that there are other groups in society that have had it harder than ginger people. I, in no way, am saying that I have the lion's share of those kind of, oh, we've been treated badly.
No, but there's very few other groups that the sun hates. I mean...
That's true.
The and newspaper, maybe, but...
That's right.
The fucking sun hates you.
That's true, it does. It really... I remember describing my childhood as just chasing shade. I mean, I would literally go, I would hop from under a tree and then race across a lawn under another tree. And my life
like
depended on it.
Like some sort of mammal. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Well, you
I
are
a mammal.
Some sort of mammal.
I am some sort of mammal.
No, you're a sort
Come
of mammal,
on.
Not some sort of mammal. I didn't mean to take away your mammalian roots from you, but
yeah.
No, I mean, like some sort of critter.
Yeah. Exactly, like a critter.
Right.
And I would have to stay inside between, like during high summer, I'd have to stay inside between about 10 and 4 because the sun was so, like no sunscreen would really be enough. That even with sunscreen, I'd still burn, so I'd have to go inside and watch movies like Blue Lagoon. I watch Blue Lagoon.
I think this might be why, just Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, I watch Blue Lagoon.
Waking up till 10 and then 4 till bedtime.
I'd wake up at 10, watch Blue Lagoon until 2.
I think we might have come to the secret of why you find the real world so dissatisfying. Because you just want to be watching Blue Lagoon with the curtains closed.
That's right.
If you'd like to see Inside the Comedian recorded live, our next show is on Thursday, the 20th of June at King's Place Theatre in London, where I'll be interviewing Rachel Paris and Dara O'Brien. Tickets are now on sale from kingsplace.co.uk.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Part of why I do Inside the Comedian is to sort of delve into what makes, creates, and sort of extrudes a comedian from the processes of life, you know, where they come from. So,
But with fake answers.
With fake answers.
Yeah, that's the bit that I can't quite get a grasp of as someone trying to participate in this game. I'm trying to figure out the line between answering your question and just like making stuff up.
Right. Well,
it's very confusing.
I think it comes back to to the difference between being an Australian and being a British person.
I'm very literal.
So what we like is as you'll have seen from television with panel shows, is parlour games, because they allow us to interact with one another whilst being emotionally utterly insincere.
Yeah.
And so what I've done is taken away four of the guests and the desk.
Yeah.
But just carried on.
Love that.
Right.
And have you ever done any of the panel shows?
Not invited on them, no.
Me either.
No.
No.
You're not.
Not one.
Really?
Not a single one.
Why? What's happened?
I don't know.
I mean, my mind boggles.
But I...
That's on
that's,
the radio.
That's a radio.
I mean, that's one step
that
below
count.
A podcast.
Do you know what, though? I know that if I went on those shows, I would sit there and say absolutely nothing.
Well, you shouldn't do that. They won't ask you back.
I know, that's it.
Why would
I think
you say nothing?
Know.
Why? What? You've got to have a wry, sideways take on the news.
I do, but do you know what happens? I lose
you've
focus.
You've got a wry, sideways face. I think you've got a wry, sideways
face. Do you want to see my wry face?
Yeah, go on. They would definitely cut to that while a man was talking.
I know, and I feel exactly. Exactly.
You definitely do that.
Exactly.
I have to say that you have been people have attempted to crush you to death with gold-plated awards recently. I mean, you've been doing incredibly well. It's for
yes, I have.
You have. You have.
I really.
No, I've been
smashing
doing,
it.
You've been
doing,
smashing.
I'm
I
doing
hate
it.
That term. Do you like that term?
No, I don't.
I hear that term a lot hanging out with comedians, smashing it.
Yeah, I know. Do you know those insufferable pricks? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know
smashed
those
it.
Guys, yeah.
Oh, smashed it. Oh, did you? You smashed it. Oh, good for you.
Ugh.
Smashed it.
Smashed it.
Go and fuck yourself.
What is it?
The only thing I like, the only quality I desire in another human is self-loathing.
Right. And then...
And I don't care anything. I will die for them.
They have my allegiance. Because you hate yourself so much.
Yeah. I just don't like confidence.
No. Isn't it obnoxious?
It's ugly.
It really is an ugly characteristic.
You know what I find ugly? People who are very happy to take their shoes off.
Right.
And just get their feet out.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. It really, like, you know, when, like, people are in an office and then they've got their feet...
I mean, that's a lot. I mean, that's too much, really.
Feet? No, everyone's got... All feet over the...
Like, not everyone's outside. Got feet. I'm going to hold you up on that. Not everyone has feet.
That is true. And I don't...
Everyone has shoes.
We are done.
We're done. That's going on a t-shirt and we are out of here.
That's, I think, yeah.
We'd mentioned your last show that did very, very well. People will probably have heard of it. Jokes, and then a sad bit at the end.
Yeah.
Now, where...
joke, sad.
Sad.
Joke, sad.
How long did it take to come up with that winning formula?
Joke, sad.
Sad, yes.
Oh.
Did you try sad first?
Yeah.
And then go sad, joke. And just took
and
years and years of Edinburgh until you finally got to joke, sad.
I can't remember what I did in the last show. Was it, there was sad in the middle, and then there was...
You're mixing it up.
I am, no, I did. It went joke, sad.
The title was joke, sad at the end. So you're setting people's expectations and then surprising them.
Yes, well, what I like to do is to give, like, to sort of go... Are we having fun? And then just shit on the picnic.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nice of you to bring a picnic, though.
Yeah.
If you're constantly asking people if they're having fun, at least they're getting to have some falafel or something.
Right.
Yeah. But your show's been doing well. People like it.
It was good.
You're on television now.
It's what?
You're on television.
I did. I wrote a TV show and I filmed a TV show.
But you didn't show. You should have done the third step because that's when success comes.
What's the third step?
Show the TV show.
No.
It's in the name.
What if people don't like it, though? Then you run the risk. Now I've got this beautiful thing that no one's judged.
Right. Do you watch it at home? Just put in a DVD and just watch the show?
And I thought, Brian Logan can never give this 3 stars.
Right. He'll give it a bloody good go, though.
He'll
be knocking on your window.
Yeah.
Going, I left my keys. No, you didn't, Brian.
You don't. I didn't even invite you, Brian.
No.
Oh, Russell Brand's is better. Is it Brian?
What's that
is
you've it? Got on the TV? Can I come
Does Stuart Lee like it?
No. Can I give it 3 stars? That's
it would read like a 2-star, to be fair.
Of course. Yeah. Of course, but it would be a 3. But so you don't want to release it into the wild, as they say.
I'm going to have to, because people have paid.
Right, you didn't pay for the whole thing. It wasn't a
I didn't finance it. No. It wasn't a vanity project.
Vanity TV
show. It wasn't my mirror has two faces.
Right.
Yeah. No one went for that reference. Not a single person went for the mirror has two faces.
No.
I hate every single one of you.
I think we've established that.
But the nice thing is that I hate myself more.
Well, that's good. So, presumably, there's great pressure on you to be the next Phoebe Waller-Bridge, as there is on all of us.
On all of us. Yes. Yeah. You must feel that acutely.
Enormously.
Do you know what? I haven't seen Fleabag. And the only reason why is because when something is so successful, I had the same problem with Breaking Bad.
Right.
When people go so bananas over a thing that you can't watch it. Like, with a calm brain.
Right, you can't.
So I have to let this hysteria pass so that I can watch it in a calm state.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge is a lot like the film Avatar, where it's so phenomenally popular, you just go, not for
me. I can't do it. Absolutely. And I've done that with same with The Sopranos. You know when people were just losing their shit so badly, and I had to wait for that to pass so that I could find it on my own.
Have you watched anything other than Blue Lagoon?
No. Why would I want to?
Right, I don't know.
Because that follows a very particular format of sad, sad, funny.
Yes.
Funny, funny.
Yes.
Sad, sad.
Ambiguous. Did the pirate
very, very funny. Very, very. I mean, was that a dream?
Was it the berries?
Did they get discovered?
I don't know.
Very, very funny when Christopher Atkins puts on the coconut bra and jiggles his pretend breasts.
Why wouldn't that be funny?
At Brooke Shields.
Right.
Slapstick.
Right. Slapstick.
Oliver Reed dead.
Yeah, funny. That's
crab,
funny.
Crab crawled out of his mouth.
Ever since Oliver Reed actually died, I haven't stopped laughing.
I know. It was very funny.
But it's because
wasn't it?
He was my uncle and I got millions of pounds.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a name joke, but they don't know my name well enough to quite get that. We've had some
mega stars on this show.
We have.
Yeah.
So thank you for mixing it up a bit.
You see how I teed you up there?
Yeah, I did.
I totally allowed that to happen.
Right.
I allowed that to happen.
We're a team.
We are a team. Yeah.
But we have to give the semblance of constant competition.
Constant.
Yeah, otherwise they
get bored.
Right, they'd be too happy.
They would be.
And we do not want anyone to go away
happier
than they were when they arrived.
If I wanted that, I would write a funny show that did not have a very sad ending.
Not going to happen.
Not on my watch.
Was radio your first love?
I have lusted for television since day one.
Right.
And have used radio merely as a stepping stone.
I warn you, those stepping stones lead just into the sea.
Or back into radio.
Back into radio. You're back! I thought I was going somewhere.
Oh, the stepping stones
are circular.
Have
another show!
Yeah.
Do they have radio in Australia?
Yeah, they have. Oh my God! So in Australia, the highest paid people are on breakfast radio, like on drive time radio. That's like $4-5 million a year.
Right. So you left to do.
Oh, no, but I could never do it because they go, oh my God, and you're listening to it's that kind of crazy
you
American.
You can do it. That sounds.
That was actually pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was actually really good. But they are the breakfast radio and the drive time people are like megastars. They earn bigger money than anybody in television.
Right.
Yeah, because we're a real car culture. Everyone's in traffic jams all the time, whereas you've got your...
We tend to, in this country, with our breakfast radio DJs, we sort of treat them with contempt and then just wait for them to say something racist and then destroy them.
Yeah.
We just wait. Yeah. It's a sport, really. Yeah. It's like a blood sport.
Yeah. I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's great.
It's fun, actually.
But it's really weird because I keep seeing buses where they go, mornings with Ronan Kemp. I'm like, who's that child? Why is there a little boy?
Ronan Kemp.
Who's Ronan Kemp? Who's that little boy with a mic? What? Who's that? Is he a star? Is he like a big star?
Ronan Kemp is the greatest star in Britain. And I won't have a bad word said against him.
I don't even know who he is.
I lost my virginity to his voice.
Did you?
And he is younger than me.
Yeah, there he was.
By a long
He's
way.
He's a very young
long
guy.
Long way. We've gone to social media to ask if anyone wanted a question for you.
But no one answered.
Oh, yes, we've got plenty of answers.
Did people answer?
Yeah, pages and pages
of them. I don't feel loved enough on social media.
Well, look, let's see what people have wanted to see and see if that changes or whether it really won't.
I did a really funny tweet. You know when you do a tweet...
Just
you go,
the one?
That's just one.
Right.
And you go, that's really funny. And you're quite confident as you fire it off. And then you get like like it got like maybe 28 likes. I'm really pissed off about it to the point. Do I retweet it? Mm. Is that just is that like repeating a joke at a club and going, nah, I'll do it again.
I don't think it's
it's not stumbled. Good. Okay. So I think this is really funny.
Okay.
All right. This is my tweet.
Go on. What is it?
Fact. Stevie Wonder's full name is Stephen Wonderful.
I like that.
Oh shit, that's a bad joke. Yeah, look at that. That's empirical evidence that it's not funny. That's
well, you got fewer than 28, I think.
That was.
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe that was reflective of a not funny joke.
Maybe Twitter is fair.
Maybe Twitter is actually the fairest arena in which a human can exist.
Well, let's see what people have said. We've got at Bacon Hospital 8 writes...
Oh, this is going to be terrible.
What's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for you? My dad went to prison for me. Hashtag love you, dad. Hashtag tell no one. So what's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for you?
The nicest thing anyone's ever done for me? I know what it is.
What is it?
Okay, I had a pylonidal sinus on my
I didn't get a word of that. What was that?
No, I know. It's a really rare thing for a woman to have.
What is it? A
pylonidal sinus.
Sinus.
Right. Yeah, well, good. Sinus. Do you know what? That's clever that you picked that, because a sinus is any hole on the body, like anything, like any opening.
Is it?
It is. A sinus is a, yeah, that's like any hole.
Any hole is a sinus?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can...
You can fuck a sinus.
Wow.
Is that where you were going? Oh, okay, sorry.
No,
I'm sorry. So I had a lump on, like, above my butt crack. And
your butt sinus?
No, that's an anus. It was above my anus.
You said it was any hole.
No, it's no. I got to finish. You stop.
Okay.
So above my anus, there was a lump,
right?
And it was getting bigger and bigger. And every time I sat down, I'd throw up because it would press on the lump.
That doesn't sound good, and I'm no doctor.
It's really bad.
That sounds really, really bad.
I know you're not a doctor because I said pylonidal sinus. You went, what?
Where?
Sinus?
They shouldn't do that. Even if they can't remember what it is from doctor school, they should go, what?
Doctor school. You're giving yourself away.
Now.
At doctor school, they taught me. That would instill confidence.
People would go,
relax.
He's a dentist.
I've been to doctor school. Anyway, so it was a pylonidal sinus, which is basically a sinus, this tiny sinus, this tiny, tiny, like microscopic opening on the skin, like on above my coccyx, but it got infected and it just continued to grow and grow and grow. It was like years old, but it just, and then it suddenly got inflamed and it was like the size of my fist.
Wow.
Yep. And then I had to go and get it lanced. And when I got it lanced, the guy who lanced it, the guy from doctor school. Yeah. It was a kindness. Like, there is no kindness like having a boil lanced. Like, the gratitude that you feel when someone actually releases a boil that you couldn't release yourself.
Right, you're so pleased.
And the heat comes out of it and you can feel the pus leaving. And...
How did you show your gratitude? Did you tell him he could keep it?
I paid him.
You paid him?
Okay. I paid him the asking fee.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always nice.
So and like the room smelled terrible. It was a smell of dead flesh.
Right. That's your odor.
That was that's me.
That's what I'm getting now.
That's Kendall number 5.
Ooh.
We call that Kendall number 5.
Blimey.
And even the doctor went, oh, like when, oh, he made that noise.
They're not supposed to do that.
No, I know, that's day one at doctor school.
Right, it is. Here are the noises we're not supposed to make.
Shit. Oh.
What?
I throw up. I throw up. Okay. Oh, shit, I throw up.
Anyway, so he put on a latex glove and he cut the pinky off it and then he shoved the pinky inside the sinus, and then he left the latex hanging out of it and he said, I don't want this to heal over, I want it to keep draining and it'll heal over if I don't put like a little wick to come out of it.
A tail.
It's like I had a little tail.
You still got it?
No, it came out. I had to take it out.
On this bit.
No.
You had to pull the tail.
After about 3 days, I had to pull it out. And he said, if that comes back, you're going to have an operation. And then it did come back. And then they had to cut the top of my bum crack out and sew it back together again to get rid of the sinus.
Oh, my God.
And that would have killed people back in medieval time. They just would have died. I'm a very lucky woman that it happened to me.
That you lived
now.
When they had to sew up your bum crack.
To sew it up.
To keep you alive.
To keep me alive. And when I went to the surgeon, he said, I have never seen a woman get this. It's normally what a very hairy man gets. Those were his words. I've only ever seen this on hirsute men.
These are the rudest doctors I have ever heard. Are these Australian doctors?
Oh, that, yes, yes. Right, this was not here.
Yeah, I think we got to the bottom of that one.
No. I wasn't in Kingston or something.
No.
No.
You're really not supposed to pay our doctors either when they do stuff. No, you're not.
I paid him in rum.
No. Yeah. How else will we destroy our health service? Sarah Kendall, thank you for letting us inside you.
Yeah, I did, actually.
You
I
did.
Really did.
Really did. Sarah
I
Kendall.
Really did. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, your host, David Reed. If you've enjoyed the show, then please help us spread the word by quoting your favourite bits to your friends.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.